Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. It is November 15th, 2023. We are here for your AEW Dynamite post-show review, but people are talking about a lot of signings, a lot of who could it be, who might it be. As we went on the air, we got news of another official signing. We're going to have that, all that and more this week. AEW Full Gear is Saturday. Alex will, I believe, have a post show on Fightful Select. I will have a solo show here on Fightful. Stephanie Chase will have a preview show, a prediction show. There's a whole lot of stuff going on. I'm interviewing Swerve tomorrow, and there's plenty to talk about in that realm, that situation.
Yes.
Alex, how are you doing as I adjust my earbuds here?
I'm doing pretty well. It's mystery signing season in AEW, and those can only go one of two ways, which is all right. Sure, that's all right. Good. All right, good. That's fine. Or what are you talking about, major signing? It seems like nobody's ever really, really excited. Hopefully this time fans will be really, really excited. That's all I hope.
Guys, we're going to talk about the rumored signing. We're going to talk about a whole lot of stuff on this show. Get your super chats in. Get your humper chats in. Today, Jimmy Van was out of the office, so I did the What Do You Guys Want to Talk About podcast, where I just answer your super chats and your humper chats throughout the whole show. If you want more of that, you can check that out over at FightfulSelect.com. I've got a Q&A show that drops every single week. Thursday, the Ask Grapsody show drops. That happens every other week. Next week, I am doing a CM Punk FAQ over there. I had somebody recently ask if Alex would do a Q&A. You know what? I think we'll pay Alex to do a Q&A sometime. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Sure, yeah.
Specifically, somebody wanted to know your inspiration of hatred for Chris Jericho, which is fun, but lots of stuff we can get into. Get your super chats in, get your humper chats in at humperchats.com. Leave a thumbs up on this video. I can't tell you how important that is. Even if you can't send a super chat, a humper chat, or subscribe to FightfulSelect.com, which I'll brag about later on, you can leave us a nice review on audio platforms everywhere. We don't push our Spotify, Apple, and all that stuff nearly as much as YouTube, but it would help us grow an awful lot if you guys did that, or if you left a comment on this video after the fact. Jamal says, Rudy Gobert, the newest member of Neck Strong. Man, Draymond went like full on like Sling Blade into a chokehold.
Yeah.
Almost like he did the spin around and everything.
Yeah, no, they're trying to slap on the red rum. get a little few tips from Team Taz, I think.
Oh man, yeah, you know we're jumping at any opportunity to do that. Look, our friend Luis here, not our moderator Luis, other Luis I've been talking to, maybe a little bit of spoiler about a partnership we're working on.
Ooh.
Brought to you by Bet Online. Oh my friends, you guys are going to be seeing some of this in the future. Some of this. That's what we like. That's what we like right there. Yeah, we're working on it. Working on hammering out some details there, but I'm very excited because you guys have seen any odds that I have ever posted regarding wrestling that we have talked about have been about Bet Online. And I was like, you know what? I'd really like to expand that. I think there's a lot of fun, especially with sports betting taking off the way that it has, that we can do some really, really cool stuff. So hopefully we get that completely hammered out, and then you'll see that little logo above Alex's head. That'll be up there for quite a while. But I'm very, very excited about this, something that we've been working on for quite a while. Oh, boy, I can't wait to talk about this. But get your super chats. Get your humper chats in. Yep. It's going to be a good time. How are you feeling leading into full gear, Alex? How are you feeling about the build? Because I do feel like these last 2 weeks – AEW did find its identity a little bit these past couple weeks.
Yeah, and there's not like 17 matches on the card, which is surprising.
Yet,
we still have Collision and Rampage, but it does feel like a lot of stuff is happening on Collision that feeds directly into it. But also, I thought, and maybe they'll do this. I have no idea. But it looks like we're going to be doing some fun stuff with the Miro storyline on Friday. Maybe that bleeds into Saturday. But I'm excited to see where the biggest storylines go. I think the top matches are going to be fantastic. But I don't remember the last time that I was as intrigued by the workings and the next chapter of a story like I am with this Who's Behind the Devil Mask, who are his minions.
I love a good whodunit, man. In my free time I'm watching football or I'm watching Investigation Discovery, so I love a good, like, who the hell is it? Adam Weller. I mean, okay, so if AEW went full Leslie Nielsen SummerSlam 94, how would you feel about that? Like RJ City investigating backstage?
No. Simply because this particular storyline is involves the top, the champion, involves some of the top names in there. Like, this is a serious storyline.
Undertaker.
I know, but I remember it well. But like this
serious? Like, are you kidding? The fake Undertaker had to carry a knife backstage. I understand. Yeah, like that's the way things were back then.
Right. Back when investigations were man. No, I think we need something a little bit more seriousness treated this story. There's a lot of unseriousness in AEW, and I think for the most part a lot of it is hitting, but this I feel like has such real gravitas to it, and I want to keep it that way.
Adam Weller says, Alex is here after not recognizing Doja Cat. Wow. You're not familiar with Doja Cat?
I'm familiar with the name, and I know some of her songs.
You work with me.
Right. So somebody said, like, so you're... They did this little thing on Twitter where it was like, you're the person in your birth month on this chart is that's your spirit animal musically or whatever. And as September, I was like, I do not recognize this person. I recognized all but two people, and I did not recognize it was in September. I didn't know that was Doja Cat. Sorry.
You're going to be down a Kate on your review on December 4th, either because of Doja Cat or the Bengals. She'll probably be filling in for me.
Sounds good.
But Matthew Hook says, AEW getting better, like the direction. Yeah, it has felt a lot more directional the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Speaking of, and we will approach the signing stuff either as we get super chats about it or as the segment occurs. But John Moxley and Wheeler Yuta defeated Orange Cassidy and Hook. We got Hook throwing out suplexes on everybody. Mm-hmm. Hook needs to be in the ring with people like John Moxley, where you see him and he's holding his own because the crowd loves Hook. And we need to see Hook on TV in general more. But in there against a guy like John Moxley, I was like, this is fresh. This feels like...
About halfway through the match, where Hook was in there, he'd been throwing Yuta all over the place, and Orange Cassidy couldn't get up, and he just turned around, and there was John Moxley. I was like, this feels like an event. This feels like we're seeing Hook in the ring with a top dude opposite him, and it doesn't feel like we've seen that before. Moxley has this aura about him, and if you get in the ring and you're up there and you're, because immediately he was like, whoop, suplex to you, and I was just like, he wasn't scared of him at all, and you could tell Mox respected that, but I'm also gonna knock your teeth out. Like, there's a really great moment there in this match, and I'm looking forward to seeing more of it as Hook gets more and more experience and can be elevated to that position. Working with guys like Mox is only going to help it.
I thought that they played off of this really well. It played into the strengths of Hook, and also some of the things we don't see as much. Like, we don't necessarily see him sell as much because usually he's whooping people's asses.
Yep.
And when you're in there with the Blackpool Combat Club, you're going to be doing some selling. But also, like, the suplexes, just heaving these guys around, like with seemingly effortless. Tom Lavallee says, hashtag send honk. And Orion Ben says, worst beating Hook has gotten and pinned. Well, I mean, he isn't invincible. And if you're going to get pinned, Blackpool Combat Club is the right people to pin you. You know what I mean? There's some learning. There's some growing there. And I mean, I wouldn't hate it if Blackpool Combat Club tried to recruit him down the line either.
Sure. Yeah. I like... they're obviously starting to set up something with Wheeler, Yuta, and Hook, probably for the FTW title. So having Wheeler be the one to actually do it, but doing it after the paradigm shift, the Death Rider, that protects. He took Moxley's finisher and then got put into a pinning combination nobody kicks out of. That's good. But my favorite part of this whole thing is just Orange Cassidy running in and hitting Moxley with the orange punch, which he ate for breakfast. Like, he just goes like that. That's some stuff, man. I love Moxley when he's on top, man. It's great.
I love this opening match. Hook losing isn't something that you ever like just really expect. Honestly, it's not something because he's been sort of protected, but he's also not been used nearly enough as well.
Yeah.
But I thought that he had a great showing tonight as well. I had somebody asking about an AEW hardcore title, and I'm like, the FTW title just should be that if they ever wanted to. It's FTW rules.
Should do it that way.
Jambeard says, only two people have pinned Honk, Perry and Utes.
That's true. Yeah.
Jambeard says, is Ibushi the mystery signing since TK tweeted it? Tony Khan did tweet as we went on the air that Kota Ibushi is officially All Elite. We had reported on FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business. They actually hammered out a deal the night of Blood and Guts. No, it should not be who it is. Tony Khan tweeted the following. Let me pull it up to make sure verbatim. That way nobody goes, well, actually what he said was.
Yeah.
He said, and I quote, earlier on, as soon as I find it, AEW has agreed to terms with one of the world's best wrestlers, a pro who is known and respected by virtually every AEW fan. They'll come to LA to sign their contract this Saturday, November 18th, on pay-per-view at AEW Full Gear. I don't think that they would hype up
the show. I don't think they would do that. And then be like, signed Kota Ibushi. And then on Saturday be like, remember how we told you on Wednesday that we signed Kota Ibushi? Well, here's Kota Ibushi.
Signing his deal.
Yeah, I don't think they would do that. I don't think they would do that.
Ryan says, Sean, who do you think the mystery signing is, Mercedes or Ospreay? I feel like the way Tony worded his tweet made it seem like he was hinting at Ospreay. So let's talk about this. I got three distinct possibilities in mind. I can tell you, if it's Mustafa Ali, he got out of his non-compete early because we got an interview tentatively scheduled for whenever that's up. Now, he can do those now if he wants. I did one with AJ Francis, Top Dollar. But by the way, guys, check out his canned food drive this weekend.
Yes.
He's supporting a great cause.
Yes.
But the three that I distinctly look at, Alex, are Will Ospreay, whose deal supposedly isn't up till end of January.
Yeah. That's what I
Mercedes Manet, who FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business, reported in August has a working plan to work with AEW in the future. Anything could have changed in 3 months.
Sure.
And then Nakajima, who a lot of people have, you know, rumored that he could be heading to AEW. And you know what? He has been outspoken about his willingness to go there, and AEW has spoken about their willingness to do it. And it does seem, you know, like that would be the type of person that Tony would bring in and be like, yeah, well, widely respected. But then, you know, a lot of the base here doesn't know, even though phenomenal wrestler, phenomenal wrestler. But those are the three I look at. I'm leaning Ospreay somehow, because let's be real. If Ospreay just declares to New Japan, listen, I'm going to AEW, I'll continue to work with you as well.
Right.
They'll just say, well, the part of our partnership, whatever, you can announce it.
There's
who are you
nothing
leaning towards.
I mean, like, here, I mean, obviously, I'm sure they could make something work because it's Will Ospreay and it's New Japan. Mm-hmm. But what I heard was the deal wasn't up yet. If the deal's up where he could buy him out or whatever, Ospreay's great. I mean, here's the thing. I feel like some people are going to find ways to be underwhelmed by the signing of the consensus wrestler of the year in his prime, who's only going to have the best possible matches with everybody on your roster. People would be like, well, yeah, but I've already seen him wrestle people in AEW, so. And I mean, like, he's amazing. If we get Ospreay, I will not say one bad word about it. I think that maybe more of a shock value, though, would be Mercedes Moné.
Sure.
Like, that would be a thing people would be like, okay, well, now maybe we're going to start getting more stuff behind the women's division. Like, you're doing a cool thing with the TBS title storyline. Toni Storm's a bona fide star doing something nobody else is doing. We love Hikaru Shida as champion. You add Mercedes Moné to that, something could be really cool on the horizon for the women's division. Beyond those two, I hope it's not somebody like Tony Khan's like, I have seen all of their matches from all over whatever country they're from. Obviously, everybody else has too. Here they are. Don't you know who they are? And I hope he doesn't back himself into that corner, because that would not be good for him.
I think that, and somebody's saying Deonna Purrazzo, her deal isn't up until the end of December. I mean, there's always the opportunity they could buy somebody out, but I got an interview scheduled with Deonna next Saturday, so I hope. I would love for Deonna to be announced with AEW. Because they ain't interviewing Bryan Danielson next weekend, that much I know. What about Julia? Other than Ospreay, is there any other major men's stars from New Japan that AEW could sign? Sure. But I mean, that fit the hype. I mean, Tony's got to know at this point. And listen, I know that they also know about the buzz that was promoted ahead of the All In announcement, but also they got more signups this year than they did last year. So there was a rhyme and a reason for that. And for the people that it was big to, it was big. And for others, it wasn't. But Julia would be a great signing. WWE has interest in her. I think she's still got time on her contract and can't get out of it. But I would be surprised if she was in LA this weekend too. I wouldn't expect that. If I had to say, I'd say Mercedes or Ospreay, and I'd be leaning Ospreay. Somebody says Sami Callihan. I don't think so.
No.
We got Peepaw saying, I'm behind a few months on my FIFA Select. Spoiler markups are great, man. I'll stop sending you money via Western Union and actually just resubscribe. Yeah, we've tried to make an effort to, like, for our Raw plans, SmackDown plans, pay-per-view plans, and the like, to do it in a manner to where you can read the top half and not get spoiled, and then we'll put some spoilers in the bottom half. And then also, if there's a storyline that we're reporting on and it's got spoilers, we're going to heavily do that. And fortunately, unlike Sports Kita, who just take our news and then post it publicly on Twitter for everybody to see without any spoiler warning, we're going to do our best to not spoil you if you want to avoid that. Well, we'll do our best to do that. Obviously, it's impossible to completely avoid that, but we're going to do our best for you guys.
Yeah.
Riley Walker said, did Alex, when he saw Doja Cat, say, who?
I said, I don't know who that person is. And I felt bad about it, but I'm also old and don't watch the MTV. Is that what music videos are played on now? Is it not anymore? Okay.
YouTube, buddy. YouTube. Pavement Cut Your Hair says, Ziggler, AZ tweeted, I can show you the world meme. His thing isn't up. Any chance of signing a Ziggler? There's always a chance. There's always somehow a possibility of anything. But as best I know, they got 90 days. Now, I fully expect Dolph Ziggler to be brought in to AEW and Mustafa Ali. Like, I couldn't imagine them not.
Yeah, them at least having interest in them. You know what I mean? Like, those two beyond because Ziggler can do so much. And Mustafa Ali is just waiting for a chance to show that he's one of the best in the world. So, yeah.
Got the Miro promo calling out Daniel Garcia. I really like this off-to-the-side storyline that Miro and CJ Perry are doing where CJ showed up. She was excited to see Miro. Miro's like, no, I'm not doing anything with you. And then she's like, well, that's okay too because – Dennis Rodman told me that I should be a manager, so I'm going to be a manager, and I'm going to be a great manager. And she starts recruiting people. And he's toxic. He's like, well, no, you're not doing that either. I'm just going to beat their asses.
Yeah.
Well, it's not – he can't just decide to beat Andrade and Daniel Garcia's ass like he has Ryan Nemeth.
Right.
It's a little bit more difficult. But I'm liking this off to the side story where CJ is like, listen, I don't need you. It's fine. If you want to be with me, that's great, but it's not required. I'll do my own thing. I think it's a nice approach. Like, she doesn't seem desperate or anything like that. Miro seems desperate to keep her managing prowess away from other people. So in a way, I think this is really putting her over as a manager because he knows what she's capable of. And also, that's his wife. So I'm really digging what we're seeing here.
Well, the way he said is that the devil knows that he cannot corrupt me, so he's going to corrupt my beautiful, hot, flexible wife. I love her, but she cannot stay away from the glitz and the glamour and the spotlight.
Yeah.
And that is where the devil will get you. And rather than she will not listen to me if I tell her she can't strive for her dreams. So the only alternative I have is to put every one of her clients in the ground. And I'm like, okay, cool. Because obviously now we're building to the big thing is Andrade versus Miro. Could it be a match made on Friday for Saturday? It sure as hell could. A cool little last minute addition that everyone's going to love that probably wouldn't move a whole lot of tickets, but might actually drive up the PPV by a little bit. I think that's an awesome idea to do it. But Garcia was going to reap the whirlwind for doing his dance at CJ last weekend. That was his problem. Honestly, I think that Miro would have let him slide, but he decided to do the dance at CJ, and you can't do the dance at another man's wife. You just can't. You just can't do it.
Jambeard says, any chance it could be a WWE legend like Austin Rock or anything like that? I highly doubt that.
Yes.
It is not going to be The Rock.
No.
It, you know, if it were Austin and he said, you know what, I'm doing a few matches a year. Well, yeah, that would be enormous. That would be
huge. Yeah,
it'd be huge. And at which point I'd be trying to mend fences between CM Punk and AEW personally so I could finally get that match.
The idea that they basically are trading in Sting for Steve Austin would be the craziest thing in the world. Like Sting came here, he did it 3 years. He's retiring. We're going to pay all of his money to Stone Cold for 3 years, and then we're going to trade up again. Fine, sure, why not?
Does Austin own the Stone Cold trademark, or would he be stunning? That'd be great. That's Rock funny. Hard Joel Wood said, if there was a gun to your head and you had to choose, who would you think Tony's signing? Osprey 51%, Mercedes 49%.
I'm around that same percentage myself.
N. Simmons says, Mercedes to me could be the only person that gets this advertisement. After the last announcement, they have to hit it out of the park. I agree. Now, granted, it was just Tony Khan has an announcement last time, but it shouldn't have even been that. It should have been Tony Khan has an announcement about All In. Well, yes. I've got an announcement about Fightful this week. We've got an interview with Swerve Strickland tomorrow. It'll be up for tier two members of FightfulSelect.com early, and then it'll drop on Friday publicly. But listen, we're about to talk about this promo, so I got to get an ad read in. There is no product that we have promoted more on Fightful that I use while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. You guys have probably seen me anchored to my desk an awful lot for quite a while, and I've always got NordVPN on all my devices. That's because that's what NordVPN.com/Fightful allows. You get the fastest VPN in the world on all your devices, on all your operating systems. It is so beneficial to have that versatility. Here at home, I put it on my router just in case, and I put it on my phone, laptop, desktop, PC, and smart TV. That allows you to get all the benefits. The online threat protection, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to use that NordPass password manager, the file encryption tool, all that good stuff on everything. Also, you can subscribe to all those overseas services I'm telling you all about, all with 24/7 tech support and a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already amazing deal. Protect yourself on all your devices with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Hangman Swerve promo. Tony Schiavone sets the stage and says, if either one of these guys make contact with the other one, the match is off and they are suspended for the rest of the year. So effectively, you know, 1/6 of their salary gone. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Swerve said a thing in this promo.
No, he wanted to, but Hangman just went the whole way.
It was phenomenal. Well, I'll be speaking with Swerve tomorrow, so this will be fun.
So he'll be able to say his retort to you. If Hangman had not attacked your manager, Prince Nana, and you had had the ability to retort, what would you have said? It would be my first question.
I'll tell you what Hangman said.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, I was world champion a couple of years ago while you were busy getting fired. And you told me that you wanted to be world champion, but I can look in your eyes. I can see in your actions. You don't have it. You can't cut it. That's why your fiance left you and your kids don't talk to you.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Now, this is very reminiscent of Riddle and Rollins, yes, but which, you know, perhaps is a little even more shocking, but you know, it's a little bit different. Like that played out in the public eye. We very much knew what Riddle was doing because how could you not?
How could you not?
There are many people that don't know that Swerve was engaged, much less to another wrestler. And
I had no idea
that. And you know, that is something we'll talk about to his level of comfortability tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But he also, before we get into the Nana stuff, like those were some shocking lines that got dropped.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, them's fighting words. The point of Swerve coming at Hangman all those months ago and being like, you've gotten complacent. There's no fire. Where are you? You're just hanging on the Young Bucks coattails, just doing whatever. Not like, do you even want to be here, man? Where's the old Hangman? Where's the cowboy shit? And this, we got it. This was it. Like, Swerve inadvertently lit such a fire under Hangman that Swerve might not survive their next match on Saturday. This is really great professional wrestling stuff. The personal attack there by Hangman just caught me for surprise because I did not know Swerve's real personal life. I really don't, unless I don't seek it out. So unless I come across it, I don't know about this stuff. And the Swerve just his face dropped. Like there was some real, if he knew that was coming, that was some amazing acting by Swerve. Like right there being able to time that perfectly. And if he didn't know it was coming, oh, now it's on Saturday. So there's some really great stuff here, but I love the stuff with Nana the most, honestly. That was fantastic.
So yeah, this was very much okay, I'm not going to break into your home. I'm not going to attack you, but yeah. I'm going to attack you type of thing. One LT photo says, I was going to say this is Hangman's best promo ever. It was fantastic. Yet after what Swerve did, we had 1 week of him just getting chased to the back, but the follow-up has been really good. And even then he like got his shots in at Prince Nana. He's like, even got this clown with you. He's just mooching off of you, making a living, selling his little shirts. Then he goes out and spends that living in the parking lot buying weed off a high schooler. Well, I'm going to whip your ass and steal your weed.
And then Nana says, no, you won't. No, you will not. You will not do that. You won't steal my weed.
And that line from Hangman was so appropriate for the audience too. Like,
yes. Yeah.
That's a baby face thing. Somehow stealing a heel's weed is monster baby face situation here.
Oh yeah.
And then Hangman says, you know what? I can't beat your ass, but I can beat Prince Nana's ass. And he does. And there's nothing
that Swerve wants to help, but he can't. And then you got to send in the security guys.
One of the security guys, by the way, shout out to Eric Watts, the good Eric Watts, not the one from WCW, the one from Tough Enough 2011.
Yes.
Who, like many in that class, didn't give up wrestling. He stuck with it. He is still wrestling and took one of the most badass buckshot lariats you are ever going to see. Then showed up later backstage to break up a fight for the street fight as well. That was an incredible buckshot. Derek says the security guard did one hell of a job selling the buckshot. Yeah, I want to give Eric Watts his flowers. We learned on that Tough Enough show he was a very selfless guy, and this was a selfless sell right here.
Yeah,
I love this all, Alex.
Yeah, no, that was great. Great buckshot. There's a lot of heat on this Texas Death Match on Saturday. Love their first match. I'm sure this one's going to be great. I expect it to be 1-1 after these first two, and to get a rubber match at World's End. This is going to be some really good stuff.
Will Chisholm says, I'm sure Hangman let him know that he was saying that we don't want another workers' rights promo. You know, I mean, I only know Swerve like a very little bit, but I also think that if it's in the spirit of selling a pay-per-view, first off, I'm sure it was cleared. I'm sure.
Yeah.
But also, I think Swerve knows business. I think he knows business very, very well. And he wants to sell pay-per-views, and he put asses in seats. And feeling dreamy. This isn't a super chat, but it's too good. He didn't deny buying weed off of high schoolers. He was only mad that it would get stolen. Oh my God. This was so good.
Yeah.
We got more speculation about the signing. The viewer says, could Ronda be the signing? She's working Revolver the 16th. Rocky Romero is supposed to speak with her that weekend, but I don't think it would be her based on the wording.
I don't.
Hangman looked back and smiled while he beat Nana. Oh, it was so good. It was so good.
So good.
Jambeard says maybe the new signing is Dax Hardwood And if you need help getting your wood hard, Blue Chew is right for you. Yeah, they did a graphic Roosh versus Dax hardwood. And I said, if you don't want your hardwood to be in a rush.
There you go. Yeah, that's nice.
There you go. Jordan Scott says, hope we get Ali and Ziggler as surprises in the Continental Classic. Have them come in and just put on top class matches. Not happening. Their 90 days will not be out by the time that starts. But next year, I want them both in it.
Oh, yeah. And also, their 90 days will be up by at World's End. That might be one of those things where we see maybe a double or triple signing. Where like you think, oh, that's it. We've seen the people who were surprise signings, and all of a sudden we get Adam Cole coming out or something like that, you know? One of those days.
Rock Hard Joel Wood says, given WWE had interest, I don't think Mercedes signing would hurt WWE as much given their additions to the women. But if Will signs, do you think that might change their stance on signing CM Punk? As of now, it is really hard for me to believe that AEW signing anybody would change WWE's stance on anybody else. WWE is putting asses in seats. They are getting huge rights fee increases, even if it's not double. WWE's on fire right now. Like, there's no other way to put it. Like, the viewership numbers aren't great on Mondays, but they're good on Fridays. They're good on Tuesdays. They just landed more money on Tuesdays. NXT is going to be profitable for like the first time maybe ever, including the performance center. I would, it's hard for me to believe that anything would rattle WWE to be like, you know, we got to make a big signing. We got to do that. Yep. And if they wanted to, they'd be like, Stone Cold, what do you got? What do you got left in you? One of those type of things.
Yeah. I mean,
and listen, I know a lot of people look at the things I report and they go, you don't want CM Punk in WWE. Listen, I don't like covering it, but I sure enjoy watching it. I really, really love that. And my dream match has always been Punk and Austin. And if he goes to WWE, you put that on WrestleMania. Yeah, there's your WrestleMania main event for one of the nights.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Mariah May is backstage with RJ City, who is getting her into Tony Storm's locker room. Luther, who is great in this role.
Yes, he is.
He's phenomenal in this role, slams the door, and then lets her in. I have smartened myself up, Alex. It is all about Eve. Yes, or, listen, as we called it in my day, Showgirls starring Elizabeth Berkley. Yes, that's what this story is. Mm-hmm. The understudy who's going to, you know, throw her down the stairs eventually.
Yep.
And Tony Storm, you know, it's pretty nice to Mariah May. Mariah May introduces herself. And what I love is this isn't like a brand new character. Mariah May has her history in stardom. Yeah, and she even says as much. She goes, I just signed with AEW. I'm so excited to meet you. I came from stardom just like you. And I love everything you do there. I thought this was a brilliant, brilliant adjustment and continuation of what we saw.
The use of as soon as the door opens, it switches to black and white with grainy film stock, and the sound of their voices changes. Like it's like coming through a tin can, and he opens it and then he shuts it, and so it goes black and white for a second and then back to color, and then he opens it again and they walk in and their voices are all different and everything. Tony Storm being like, I'm not signing autographs right now. And just because he thinks he's just a fan, and then tell that man Tony Khan to get me a tune-up match on Friday. She's doing such great work, and I love where I think this is headed. This could be a lot of fun. This is one of those deals where they've created a character in Tony Storm that is super over and does not need a title at all. And honestly, I think functions better if she's spiraling further and further. So like her losing this match to Hikaru Shida and then spiral, but you can easily keep all of this great stuff going without her being in a title picture. There's some really great stuff there.
I think she is going to win though. We'll see.
Really?
We'll see. Yeah. We'll make some quick predictions at the end of this show. I think we are working on getting a Collision SmackDown like co-show on Friday, by the way, guys. So make sure y'all tune in for that, because I'm sure they'll pull into stuff. Daily Comment says, the head of the studio, Mr. Khan. That was such a great line.
That was so good. Yeah.
And she said, I want a tune-up match on Friday.
A tune-up match.
One LC Photo wants Mariah to be Tony's understudy. That seems like the direction we are headed. Is RJ City helping Tony write all this stuff? He did. I don't know if it's still the case, but it's hard to believe he's not. Yeah. He tweeted that he is social lubricant.
Yes.
After this.
Yeah.
Matthew Hook says, Red Velvet looks great. Mariah May has been great too. A wonderful introduction.
Yeah.
Oh, Tony's tune-up match is against Emi Sakura. She should be livid about that. She should be livid.
Yep.
Tom Lavalley says it was not Tony Storm's locker room. Perfect. That was good.
How not had that Tony Storm. Get away. I'm not here.
Terry Allen Jr. said plans for Thanksgiving. I am going to visit some family back home. And then Friday, I'm flying to Charlotte and then going to Winston-Salem for WrestleCade. Then I got the Bengals game that weekend. Very excited. Yeah. Any plans for you, Alex?
My in-laws are driving over. They live about an hour away. And we decided we don't want to make a turkey. So we are getting a la carte meat from a buffet place near us. We're just going to get like giant turkey legs and then like a slab of white meat and be like, everybody pass it around.
There's a fair really close to where I live. Yeah. And I'm a fool every time I go there. I buy the big ass turkey leg. It's never that good, but I still buy it. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a ham guy, like a good Hawaiian ham. Ooh, I love one of those. It's one of my favorite things in the world to eat.
Yeah,
Overcook it a little bit.
My mother-in-law won't touch it, so we're not allowed to do that. I know.
Damn. Yeah. We got... Sky Blue defeating Red Velvet. This was a very fun match. The finish was incredibly bad and clunky. Yeah, what preceded it, I thought, was good. And Red Velvet went from not being on TV for 9 months because she was injured to coming back and getting right in the mix. Like, the use of her, even when she loses, I think is very good. And you can play it up as, well, I mean, she picked up a really good win over Ruby Soho, which I love because of the Angelo Parker thing. And I love that story. If you're not seeing that unfold Rampage Collision, it's very fun. He bought her flowers last week and spray painted them green.
Yes, yes.
And you've got Daddy Magic and Saraya that are like actively working against this now. Oh, it's a
sitcom storyline. It's great. Like these two do not want their friends to get together. It's very fun.
Like I just envision. Do you remember that picture of that riot where there were just those two people kissing in the middle of the street while the riot was going on?
Yes,
that's what I want this to have. I want them to eventually meet in the middle of the ring with a huge brawl.
Yeah,
and everybody cheers. But Sky Blue beats Red Velvet. The match was good. Red Velvet lost to Julia Hart, who is in the TBS title match. Lost to Sky Blue, who is in that. But in order to get here, she beat Ruby Soho this past week. So what you can say is, well, she earned her way into that, but you know what? She's still getting her feet underneath her. I would love for them to imply that, say that, because I think Red Velvet's doing really good. And she's sitting here getting this is awesome chance on AEW Dynamite. And sometimes that ain't necessarily easy for the women to get. And it worked out really well. If you're getting this type of reaction for these two people, that is very promising, Alex.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
What'd you think? So what'd you think of the match and Sky Blue winning and being added to this?
No. Sky. I mean, this was a kind of a foregone conclusion with the storyline they're doing. We knew Sky Blue was winning this match. The match was good up until the finish. The Code Blue is hit or miss. There is not like it either looks really great or looks awful. She did that elevated full Nelson and flipped her over into a flatliner. That looked brutal and way better than the Code Blue. I think that should be her finisher. That was really cool. I think Red Velvet has been great. And this Sky Blue Julia Hart versus Chris Statlander triple threat has a lot of really cool possibilities there. that like basically Julia Hart could activate.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sky Blue is like a sleeper cell within the match and it becomes a 2-on-1. Or yeah. Sky is activated and lays down for Julia. There's some really cool stuff you can do there to protect Chris Statlander while putting a title on Julia Hart, who is insanely over right now. And I think you strike while the iron is hot with her.
Eloquent says, where is Mike Santana? He has not wrestled in the couple of weeks since the Ortiz match. So
that was a really great match. I really love the build to it. Santana looked great in it. And it is weird to me that he hasn't ever appeared on TV since.
Yeah, I'll work to find that out. Meat Norma says, I'm smoking a ham this year. Turkey can F itself. I love a good, like, just a little bit overcooked ham. Damn, I love it.
Little crispy on top. Gotta love it.
Yeah, love that stuff, man. Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe won, and let's just show
give
you.
Give me that shot. Give me that shot.
You knew already that I was gonna pull it up. We definitely didn't talk about it.
No, we did not. No,
Joe
we did
did
not,
his walk away. He complained.
He was just like looking at the ref. Like, what is this guy doing? He's supposed to stand there.
Is this allowed? Oh, Jesus Christ.
God, it's so good.
John Cruz, also known as Serpentico, for those of you who like the inside baseball, he's so good. He produces a lot for them too, but
okay.
Like, damn.
That was so funny.
What'd you think of this?
I mean, we got a couple of these people who are going to be involved in the Full Gear stuff. Samoa Joe, who abdicated his title so that he could have a match with Serpentico Maskless, is very funny to me. But we also got the Guns later doing a little squash as well. The whole thing was worth it just to have that shot. Because like I love the walk away spot that Samoa Joe does. It's never been funnier than that to me. Just the guy doing it,
the best
and
one.
Immediately being like, is this allowed? And lands on his face. Like, it was just, it's so funny. So funny.
We got, Reese Power saying Joe is terrifying right now. TNA, Aura, and then some. This has been one of the best pushes that we've seen out of him. Like it's going really, really good.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Samoa Joe's on a tear right now. It's one of those things where I'm like, I love Samoa Joe, and I'm all ready for somebody who needs the rub to be the guy to beat MJF, somebody who will be made forever by that. But I cannot deny that this version of Samoa Joe being the AEW world champion would be pretty cool because he's just on a different level right now.
Jane Beard says this meme is now my favorite wrestling meme of all time. It's literally perfect. It's incredible. It's so incredible.
So good.
The Guns also won a squash match over Peter Avalon, Jacoby Watts. They cut their promo as well. I'm actually excited to see how this all goes down. This is the biggest match that they've probably ever had on this pay-per-view against MJF and presumably Samoa Joe.
Right.
But
I mean, the easiest way to get from point A to point B, point B is Samoa Joe versus MJF for the title, is to have Samoa Joe, MJF to agree to have Samoa Joe in, like Adam Cole to be like, please don't go in there by yourself. Yes, you have to choose Samoa Joe, and MJF does. And then Samoa Joe either walks away or actively costs him the title, the titles, the tag team titles. And then that pisses off MJF enough that he grants the titles. And also, we don't have one guy carrying around a set of tag team titles in ROH. The Guns will be fine as the ROH tag team champions. Like, I think that's the easiest way to get there. Whether or not they do some swerves in there along the way, we'll see. But I think that's a fairly solid storyline to get us where we want to go.
Jake Neal says, what's up with Danhausen? Is there legit heat? I'm sure that he is not keen on not being on TV after he was on TV saying, I'll be on TV next week.
All that stuff.
So
that's weird.
Is Full Gear going to be in AMC theaters? They haven't been doing the theater thing lately. They've been doing like, I don't want to say Dave and Buster's, but you know, establishments such as that. Bizarro Big L says, New Age Spirit Squad with Obsessed Pretty Boys as a bizarro idea. Nemeth Brothers, Peter Avalon, and the Outrunners. Oh, that sounds... This is terrible, this idea. Like, in a way that I'm sure they would do. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yuta versus Hook would slap so hard they need an FTW match. Yuta has grown immensely. You only need to watch the Mox matches to see him grow. That is absolutely true.
So true.
I cannot get this New Age Spirit Squad out of my head. Now this seems like something ridiculous they would do.
Yeah.
But, the Young Bucks, it's very clear they're doing something. They got into a bit of a fight backstage with Omega and Jericho. And things are a-changing for them. First off, they had a hamper
of
a match against Penta and Commander. Holy shit. This, honestly, this was like them being like, everybody going, Commander, let's do all your cool shit, buddy.
Yeah.
Run off of Penta's shoulders, hit them both with a DDT. Yeah. Flip everywhere you can. Do a shooting star press, land on your feet, and then Matt will suplex you. Like, this was a big highlight on Commander. Because, I mean, everybody watching AEW Dynamite knows who the other three guys are. But not everybody watching AEW Dynamite really has got to see what Commander can do. And I thought this was great. Then the Young Bucks made it pretty solid. They're going heel.
Dick kicks.
And to me, the Young Bucks are always at their best when they are obnoxious and they play off of every common online criticism of them. And a lot of people are going to get fake mad and be like, oh, look at them. Listen, I know very few people that have like serious issues with the Bucks, but they're going to play up the common criticisms, the super kicks, the tassels. The way that they're doing things now is going to be very interesting. Andrew thinks that they're going to join the Callis family.
I don't think so.
Luis was feeding Commander moves because, wow, says Orion Ben. And then Metal Hot Bob Houston says, I like the Bucks, but I think they become very cheesy on TV. Oh, I think they're about to get even cheesier, Alex, but I think it's going to be good. What'd you think of the match and the turn?
Match, I mean, we knew they were turning, but I liked it that it was like, okay, we're kicking fan favorite luchadors in the balls.
Yes.
We are heels now. They should walk around with a sign over their head and neon lights pointing to them. We're heels now. They're overdoing it because that's what they do. But it is very funny to me because they backstage, they have their thing where like, listen, Kenny, it's not too late. I mean, like, let's just let us kick Jericho's ass. Why don't you help us kick Jericho's ass? Jericho, I hate Jericho. They're like, I hate Jericho. I'm like, yes, I know. You can't turn heel to me because you saying bad things about Jericho means you're a babyface to me. But the little brawl backstage, Reservoir Dad, Chris Jericho coming in to like, hey kids, what is past your bedtime? Whatever he said. The little brawl and everything. This is an interesting deal because of the stakes of the match on Saturday. The Young Bucks have that guaranteed title shot that they haven't used for some reason that they won on the 1st of October. And if they lose, it goes to Kenny and Jericho. But if Kenny and Jericho lose, they can never team together again. It does feel like one of those things is more likely to transpire than the other. But I do like that there is something very concrete on the line for both teams.
Yeah, there certainly is. And it's going to be a great match. I'm really excited for that. And I'm excited for the elements of this turn. That's what I'm excited to check out. Because I think they're going to pull it off really well. And Commander showed out during this match, had a great performance.
Yeah.
Meet Normus says it's Bucks versus Penta Commander. It was a spot foo hoot of a time till Matt and Nick went for Yambag Jones. Shameful. Danhausen is the devil. PTW. I love the term that Reg, Righteous Reg of Grapsity. Spot foo is the perfect.
Yep.
Perfect explanation. Meet Normus says, Virginia Tech beat the Fighting Camels tonight. Did Fightful buy a college? I thought we were the Fighting Camels. There's a Fighting Camels? That's awesome. Apparently where the hell is Campbell University? Damn.
Campbell University. Campbell Camels, which is just feels like somebody named that on like a fan vote.
That rules.
Yeah.
Jambeard says, if Guns become the ROH tag champs, make Juice the new ROH TV champ. Louis says, only if he actually appears on ROH TV.
Yeah.
Otherwise, pick somebody else.
Yeah.
Pick somebody else. We got an incredible super chat that, you know what? I'm going to give it the time that it deserves. We're about to talk about this sponsorship match. So let's hear from our sponsor. Fitbod.me/PPV. You want to check this out. This is going to take your workouts to a new level. Daily workouts, goal and experience settings, muscle recovery, the ability to connect to all your devices. They have timed intervals, circuits and supersets, equipment selection. This stuff has helped me out a lot as I'm trying to get in the best shape of my life. And the thing I like about it, when I travel, it is so useful. So maybe you have weights one day, you have bands the next, and maybe the next day you don't have any equipment. You can only do body weight exercises. Fitbod is going to cater your workout to that, and it's going to cater your workouts based on how fresh your muscles are. You can ask a trainer. You can use video demonstrations and exercise instructions. If you don't know what you're doing, you need to stop guessing and start working. And at fitbod.me/PPV, you can redeem your 25% off code, and you can download to try it now for free. Fitbod, that's FITBOD.me/PPV, over 150,000 five-star reviews and over 5 million downloads. Fitbod.me/PPV. Fantastic app. We're working with them again through next year. Very excited for that. Bizarro Big L says, you think Swerve shows up at full gear in his kill shot mask instead of his ski mask? Maybe as a part of an entrance. Maybe.
Maybe.
With the Bucks being heels, does Cutler remain face or stay a lackey? Oh, I think he's going to be involved. I think he's going to be a lackey for sure. Yeah. I'm doing a turkey this year with the intent on making a few meals. Maybe do a jerk turkey. Ooh, that sounds fun. Ooh, that does sound fun. Daily Common says, backtracking, at some point I want Danhausen to be the movie monster haunting Tony Storm. Wow. I like that. I really like that.
Me too.
I also like I Am Crush NC, who sent a monster super chat. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Let me put that up on the screen here. Let me find that bad boy, because damn. This is a very fun episode of Dynamite. Ready for full gear on Saturday. Hope Kyle O'Reilly is the devil. DPW, World Strongest was insane. Check out that show. Tanaka, Danger, debut. Jay Malachi and Lucky were amazing. Nobody doing it like Deadlock. So Deadlock didn't buy time here, but this guy sent a very nice super chat. And I just want to say, like, Deadlock Pro Wrestling is one of the best indies out there. They've got one of the best communities out there. They've got they cultivate a really, really good community. I know I get crabby a little bit on social media, but that's the environment that I kind of hope we cultivate. Like, you can tell they want good people to take in their product, as opposed to, you know, we just want anybody's money. They seem like they have cultivated like a really, really wonderful audience, even though we get about 10 subscribers a month named Dick the Cock Johnson as a result of a lot of the stuff that they do. Deadlock Pro Wrestling. And you know what? Shout out to Chris Danger for, you know, just getting off the couch cold and hanging in there with a pro wrestler.
Sure, why not?
Just me, Chris Danger, Paul Walter Hauser, you know, back-to-back-to-back weekends are going to be doing
basically
that.
The same. So that's right.
Basically the same. We're all basically the same. We're going to start a stable.
That's right.
We're going to start a stable. But I would highly encourage you guys to check out Deadlock Pro Wrestling. It's a lot of fun. Oh, I thought this Like a Dragon Gaiden Street Fight was a lot of fun. There was plenty of stupid bullshit in this match, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There was plenty of that. Sega got their money's worth tonight. They got mentioned. This is a Yakuza spinoff, and you had Jericho and Paul White in their suits, which is a nod to the game. Kota riding the bicycle and doing the most hilariously ginger bink, 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 only to get assaulted with a clothesline. Wow. His signing was officially announced after the show. He has not been the same since coming back. That is just objectively the case. Yeah. And I know that, you know, he battled a lot of things that explain that, but not great so far. But that bump was classic Kota Ibushi.
That certainly was, yes.
Hobbs got duct taped to the ropes, and then he started to yell at Jericho, who then duct taped his mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
They teed off on him. There was what were some of your favorite spots here? Paul White got slammed onto a car.
Paul White said, "I am not walking down that ramp. I don't care what you have me do. I am not walking down that ramp because my knees do not go that way. I cannot walk down inclines with my knees the way they are. So I'm going to stand on the top of the stage. I'm going to choke slam Kyle Fletcher through some tables off the stage. But I'm going to walk backstage. You're not going to film me do that. And one way, get to the car. I'm going to fight with Paul Hobbs for a while. Then I'm going to climb a ladder. You're going to remove the ladder while I'm off screen. And then I'm fine with Will Hobbs body slamming me onto the hood of a car from about 5 feet up. But I will under no circumstances walk down that ramp." Like that was crazy to me. That was nuts. Hobbs is incredibly strong. Now he is the dead show now. Like, that's it, and that you can't do anything about it. That was amazing. And Will Hobbs basically hanging out backstage long enough to talk trash to him while he's being tended to by medical, instead of getting down to the ring to help his friends was a choice. Takeshita and Jericho basically just doing one-on-one stuff all the way into the back up into the concourse and doing all that stuff. And Takeshita beating the crap out of Jericho only for Jericho to hit him with the fire extinguisher. And then that's it. So Takeshita, to sum up, they had Takeshita fight Jericho in a match on this past weekend in DDD Pro, his home territory, his home promotion, in Japan and tap out clean to the Walls of Jericho. And then a few days later, they had Jericho win their little one-on-one tete-a-tete during this giant plunder match by hitting him with a blast of fire extinguisher, and that's it. And that, to sum up the person who asked, where does my thing for Jericho come from? I can't tell you when exactly, but that is exactly why I'm anti-Jericho. Because it feels like that kind of stuff happens way too often to me personally. I'm very happy that Kenny Omega was the one that got the pinfall here. One thing I do have a question. I don't know if you saw this. Kyle Fletcher hit a tombstone off the apron.
It's insane. I can't believe I didn't mention that.
With Ibushi. And then Kyle Fletcher was the one who never got involved the rest of the match. Ibushi got back up, but Kyle Fletcher never got back up. I was like, where are you to help Will Hobbs? What happened?
Yes, I would like to find out what the hell happened to him, or why the hell was Ibushi up? Like, I love a good plunder match, but I also love for it to make at least a little bit of sense.
A little bit more sense.
Jambeard says, Ibushi with those pipe hits studied Hogan's chair shots. Derek says, Paul White coming out in his ring gear last week was already hilarious, but him wrestling a match in a suit was the cherry on top.
Men's Warehouse, you're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it. Chris Jericho.
Luis says, you're funny enough. When I was at the, I was at the Cody Rhodes red carpet, right? Yeah. I get to Atlanta and I realize, shit, I forgot my suit jacket.
Oh no.
I go to the Men's Warehouse and there have probably been less than 10 times that I've been just recognized outside of a wrestling setting. Yeah? And I go into Men's Warehouse, and this guy starts dropping wrestling references, and I'm like, what's going on here? And then he mentions, he's like, oh, are you here to interview Cody? And I was like, yeah, I am. How do you know that? And then he name dropped Effie. He said that he measured Effie for the suit. I went, you're in the shit, brother. Like, you're deep in if you know Effie.
Yeah.
And that was at a Men's Warehouse. That's my story.
That's nice.
And right next to a Best Buy where I had to buy the cheapest, shittiest microphone because mine didn't work.
Oh, no.
Luis says, I thought Ibushi was washed, but then he ate the tombstone. I realized he may be back. I don't think he's ever going to fully be back. I hope so, but...
The bump he took off the bike and the bump he took through the chairs means that part of Ibushi is back. Maybe he won't be fully back. But that part of him, yeah, absolutely. Sure. My neck, it's jelly. I'm cool. Let's just do this. That guy, he's back.
Meet Norma says, Hobbs may want to lay low for a bit. He may be wanted for attempted murder. Kind of want a Hobbs, Brian Cage, meaty tag team. No, listen. They have honey-dicked us on big meaty tag teams too many times.
Yeah.
Big Bill and Brian Cage were great.
They were great.
And could have been really, really good. And based on what I see, Brian Cage would be more useful alongside Big Bill with Ricky Starks than he is with Swerve right now.
Yeah.
You can only have so much meat in one embassy. Damn it.
That's true. Yeah.
Jambeard says, all this Jericho hate by Alex now makes me want him for a one-on-one Iron Man tag match of Jericho Jarrett versus Miz and Dominic Mysterio.
Ah. Oh.
Why would you wish that on all three of those people who aren't The Miz? Jordan Scott says, I'm over Jericho. Theme has gotten old. He says, no real impact in the match. Rest of the street fight was pretty fun. Hobbs murdered PW, Paul White. Cage suplex to Kenny outside was insane. That was good, too. We didn't even get to that spot, the table.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The inside-out suplex. Inside-out. That was amazing. That was amazing.
Tombstone was wild. It was insanity. I'll tell you what else is insanity. All this talk we've heard about NWA and NXT and CW. David Marquez, who's formerly of NWA and now UWN, just like revealed about 15 minutes ago, pictures of him inside the CW offices. And he goes, yep, I was in negotiations for quite a while with CW as well. CW, you whores,
man. Wow.
They were just out there throwing their cat at everybody.
Jeez.
Look at him. Everyone, like, goodness. That just goes to show you. You can have WWE, and you're still like, no, it ain't enough. NWA, no, I need not that. Not enough.
Gotta need that, I need too. That.
UWN, let's go. You know, I'm not surprised David Marquez. Hey, David Marquez is one of the brilliant minds in wrestling and was behind a lot of the good stuff in NWA. So kind of wish he would have got a deal out of that as well. He seems like a good dude. Just wild, man. CW, we're like, we're leaving here with something. It was the Denzel thing. They're like, if we don't get WWE, I'm leaving with something. We got Wrestling Society X reruns laying around here anywhere. What happened to the Wrestling Retribution Project?
Yeah.
What happened to that? And they're like, wait, Joey Ryan's on that footage?
We're good. Don't need that.
Wayne says, hi, SRS. Back from teaching. Wholesome Wayne question. What would you tell your younger wrestling fan kid selves now that you both work in wrestling media? Thank you for your amazing work. Alex, your favorite anime. Alex, let's start with you as I blow my nose and people will claim that it is me doing coke.
I don't really watch anime. I guess recommend me some in the chat to get me started or someone who's not even into it. But what I would tell my younger wrestling fan self from this is you are not crazy. And it is okay for you to pay attention to all of the details of stuff. And yes, you're the only one who cares. But eventually you will build a modest following online of people who also care about the inconsistencies in wrestling storytelling. And you'll find a little niche in that. And that's cool.
I would tell myself to be even meaner to people that are mean to me because I sincerely like that terrible people don't like me. I really, really like that you can trace really dumb behavior to people who obsess over me. But on a more serious note, I would probably tell myself to train in wrestling even sooner because I was really afraid to train and all that stuff. Until I was a little bit older, and it was very, very beneficial to me. And that's probably what I would tell myself because I did that so I could be better at this job. And I as I've learned training for the match next weekend, kind of missed it. So I would probably tell myself to be more consistent.
Cool.
Jambeard says, CW getting back in the wrestling game. What next? GCW getting on Spike. You know, GCW seems like the kind of place that will just be like, yeah, we got a 1-hour show debuting on so-and-so. Yeah. And then their unsigned talent that pop up on there will end up on some like hour-long show.
Yeah.
Roddy thinks MJF is the devil. By the way, we got another super chat first. these weapon shots were nuts for only Kyle Fletcher to be bleeding. The insane character Takeshita was cosplaying to chucking the bike. Then the pile driver on top of it. This match was nuts. Alex, the airing of grievances won't be until Festivus. That came from Bizarro Big L.
That's good. Yes, that's good.
Somebody says Spike doesn't exist anymore. I miss Spike. I was going to do a long form feature, like in the vein of the Brawl for All, Royal Rumble, and Muhammad Hassan stories on the history of Spike TV in totality at one point.
Oh.
I had interviews lined up with former TNA names, a couple of Spike names, and actually a couple of Slam Ball players. But there were a couple interviews I couldn't nail down that I thought were important. One was the guy from the Joe Schmo show. I wanted to interview somebody from the Joe Schmo show.
Man.
And I wanted to get somebody from Most Extreme Elimination Challenge really, really badly. That would have been really good. And I would have liked to have done somebody that did that ridiculous Ren and Stimpy adult party cartoon. That shit was wild. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Had somebody that was going to connect me to Pam Anderson to talk about Stripperella, but
no.
Man. Mr. Showtime said, Roddy said, I'm telling you, he's the devil, and pointed, did the double point at Roddy on the screen. That's got to be foreshadowing it, right? Tell me I'm not crazy. Do you think that was foreshadowing it?
I don't know, man. There's something interesting about it. Listen, AEW finds ways of making stories last forever, and somehow it works. So I don't know how long until we can have Adam Cole walking around, not like in the ring, but just walking around. But I love the idea of it being like it's revealed. Okay, so it's revealed that it's Roddy in the Kingdom with Wardlow, maybe a couple other people that are behind this thing, but they're not really behind it. It's Adam Cole who's behind it. And when he comes out to save MJF, he's not actually coming out to save MJF. He's coming out to join them in the beatdown, kind of a thing. That would be kind of a cool little long play, but I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm really excited to find out who it is.
As am I. Jambeard says Sean should interview the creators of 1,000 Ways to Die. How about this? Alex, do you know who was on 1,000 Ways to Die?
I do.
Jeff Hawkins,
yes,
was on 1,000 Ways to Die.
Do you know who else was on 1,000 Ways to Die?
You.
Me. Yes.
Were you?
I was an extra on an episode of 1,000 Ways to Die. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yes, I was.
This is like when I hired Anna Bauert. And I was like, why is she so familiar? Why is she so familiar? Here's a little story for those of you that aren't Fightful OGs. Hired a woman named Anna Bauer like 7 years ago. She hit us up for transcription work, and I do background checks to make sure I'm not hiring Nazis. Uh-huh. And I found a monologue that she did, and I said, uh-huh, there is no way this woman is not going to be on camera for us.
Right.
And she's we remain really close friends this day. She's going to cover Elimination Chamber for us in Perth. But I was like, why does she seem so familiar? Oh, wait. I had watched her on Investigation Discovery as Martha Moxley multiple times. I saw her, unfortunately, get murdered on a golf course.
Yeah.
Unreal. But, I mean, that was a part of my hiring process of some early on-screen personas. I wanted somebody like myself to cover the media side, the journalism side of things, uh-huh, that had a little bit of training. We had Shane Helms and Riddle, Elias Theodoru, fighters, Frank Trigg on as well. And I wanted to have people that could break down like the promo aspect, the acting aspect, like yourself, Anna Bauert, and Jeff Hawkins.
Yeah.
So hot diggity damn. Alex, people are asking for details, but that, I'm sorry, guys, that is a completely separate podcast. You're going to have to pay for this, especially now that I know about it. I'm sorry.
It's really not, there's really not that much, that many details. No, I've seen Jeff Hawkins.
Episode. I don't care. Alex, I'm starstruck right now. I love Spike TV. You have no idea. Oh, that is incredible. Oh, I love it. I had no idea. We got to get Jeff Hawkins on. Jeff Hawkins got burned alive.
Yeah, see, that's way better than what happened with it. I was not the person who died, so it really doesn't matter. You know, I mean.
But still, just the process of it. Oh, yeah. Man, that's good shit. All the questions from your Q&A are going to be from me. Ian says, don't get eliminated. Oh, that was such good stuff.
Don't
such
get stuff. Eliminated. Oh, I love that. I still watch it all the time. It's like on Tubi and Pluto TV and all this. You can watch the MXC everywhere. I love it.
I am going to do some watch-alongs on Select eventually of stuff like that. Marcus Ryan said, did you find it interesting that the devil appeared after the Wardlow promo? I mean, I feel like Wardlow's in that damn group based on what we saw. And FightfulSelect.com, please subscribe. It's the best way to support us. Alex is there multiple times a week. Okay. And we had a great report today on Fightful Select that, as far as we're told, the people under the masks are being portrayed by the people that are supposed to be revealed as them as of now.
So it's not going to be a retribution thing where we had a 5'1" dude screaming at the camera and it turned out to be
was, It was specifically told to me. It is the anti-retribution.
Nice. That's good.
There you go.
That's good.
But yeah, I think it is connected. We had MJF come out and he said, you know what? I'm very sorry to the Acclaim that they got involved in this. They got hung up in this. I'm not big on apologies. I'm not big on, you know, taking responsibility, but I feel like I need to in this situation. I didn't mean to get somebody else caught up in my shit. And then he gets himself caught up in his shit because Bullet Club Gold come out and attack. I kind of, like, based on what we saw, I feel like maybe the Hangman Swerve thing could have been switched.
This did not feel... I thought the reason we were getting this last is because we were going to get a major development in the Devil story.
Sure.
I thought the Devil was going to... The guys in the Devil Mask were going to come out and beat up MJF, proving that it's not him who's behind it. We don't know who they are, but it's not MJF because they're beating up MJF. And Jay White could be standing there like, well, okay, this is interesting now. Like,
yeah.
But there was nothing. There was just Samoa Joe backstage watching MJF get his ass kicked. It didn't feel like there was enough of a big story moment to make this the main event, other than what we saw with Swerve and Hangman being worthy, or just having the finish of the Plunder match being the main event. It was interesting.
Yeah. Now, they do have Collision going up against SmackDown. Probably going to be an increase in viewership for them over Saturday nights. Yeah. Going up against SmackDown, the most watched wrestling show, is less competition than going up against football. Yeah. So we will have some more there. We have a 9-match card on Saturday. We are going to make our quick predictions. MJF and TBA versus the Guns. I think it'll be Joe, and I think MJF and Joe win. You said earlier on it would make sense if the Guns won.
I mean, it's just a simple straight line from Samoa Joe costs MJF the tag title. MJF puts his faith in Samoa Joe because Adam Cole asked him to. And then Samoa Joe costs MJF those titles, which allows the Guns to just slide in and be real tag champions, and pisses off MJF enough that he says, Samoa Joe, I want you at Winter is Coming or wherever, or push it all the way to the World's End. I think it's certainly possible that they do like, are we enemies or are we friends thing with Samoa Joe and MJF. That's certainly possible too. I think it's just a neater storyline. Just neater, meaning more tidy, just to go from one thing to the next.
Sheeta and Toni Storm, I'm actually going Toni Storm here, even though I think there is meat on the bone without the title. I think they'll put the title on Toni.
I think that's... I would not like that for Sheeta. Like, having those two really short reigns with a little Saraya thing in the middle feels... I feel like I'd like Sheeta to keep the belt for a while. You can do something completely different with Toni, and she doesn't need the belt to be a part of it. When you have somebody who can be near the top of your women's division but doesn't need a title to do it, I think that's always a great thing, because then you got other titles where you can do different programs without her.
Copeland, Darby, and Sting against Christian, Luchasaurus, and Nick Wayne. Nick Wayne's eating the pin. Sting, Copeland, and Darby are winning this match.
Yeah. No possible way that doesn't happen. Unless somehow Adam Copeland turns during the match and joins Christian.
The patriarchy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Orange Cassidy and John Moxley. I think they're going to correct course and go back to John Moxley. Phoenix, nor Cassidy were supposed to be international champion.
Yeah. I like the idea of Moxley beating Orange Cassidy and it becoming Cassidy's white whale. Like, he has to conquer John Moxley, and maybe it takes him like a year to beat him. Maybe Moxley's not even the international champion anymore, but Orange Cassidy has to beat John Moxley. Like, make that his overarching story. I think it'd be great.
We got Hangman against Swerve. How are you seeing this one?
I just feel like Hangman's got to win it so we get a third one. If Hangman beats him, I don't want to see them face each other again for like 6 months. The problem I have with it is like we've seen too many trilogies where the same guy wins all three matches. And I'm like, why do we even have the third match after the first two? Didn't that definitively end it? So I think it's easier for me to wrap my head around Hangman wins this, defending the honor of his family and his household, and then Swerve needles him into getting the third match, and we have that be the rubber match, and that ends things.
Chris Statland or Julia Hart, Sky Blue? I think Julia Hart pins Sky Blue here.
I think Julia Hart pins Sky. How that comes about is interesting to me, but I do think Julia Hart walks out the champion.
Have some little news on Julia Hart this week on Fightful Select. You'll want to subscribe for that. Golden Jets versus the Young Bucks. If the Jets win, they get the Young Bucks tag title shot. If the Bucks win, the Golden Jets must disband as a team. I am hoping it is the Young Bucks winning here.
I'm super hoping that, but I am not super predicting that.
and there were people saying, well, why didn't they get the title shot at Full Gear? Well, it wasn't for a title shot at Full Gear. It was for a future title shot.
It does beg the question to me why a month ago they didn't say, we want a title shot versus whoever got those titles in our hometown. Like, it doesn't make sense to me why they didn't do that. But I do feel like it is more likely that they want Omega and Jericho to keep tagging than it is that they want the Young Bucks to have a title shot.
Sure.
I mean, they, meaning Tony Khan and the people upstairs. So I do think that Jericho and Omega will win this. And I do think they will be, especially if Ricky and Big Bill walk out the tag champs on Saturday, I think if Jericho and Kenny win the tag title shot, then they win the tag titles.
Ricky, Big Bill, LFI, FTR, Kings of the Black Throne. I would imagine Dralistico is going to get pinned here. And Ricky and Big Bill retain. And
yeah,
I'm wondering how Jericho responds to Ricky Stark's promos, if that's the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do think Ricky and Big Bill retain because I think that the House of Black and FTR basically cancel each other out. I do not think either one of them, other one of those teams, will be involved in the finish. I think that is your big feud coming out of this, because House of Black originally attacked FTR. They have been cutting promos in those videos, like targeting FTR. I feel like that is your big feud coming out of this. I'm looking forward to it, but I think you're right. I think Dralistico gets pinned. I think that Ricky and Big Bill retain.
Will says, we know Chris Jericho told Tony, I want to keep tagging with Kenny. Oh, man. Man.
I think that he does. So I think that that's what they're going to do.
Jambeard says, I hope Hanger gets a special entrance because of Johnny Cash's God's Gonna Cut You Down, since Paige is now dressed in all black. That would be really dope.
That would be really cool. Yeah.
I think MJF has beaten Switchblade as well.
Yes. They've done so much to like make sure that Switchblade is standing tall after all these segments. MJF's the babyface is going to overcome the odds. They'll make that work.
Let the people know where they can find you, Alex.
You can find me on the Twitter X at Alex Sour Grabs on Fightful Select, reviewing Raw on Mondays with Kate. Most Mondays, because yeah, whatever. Then Tuesdays on this channel with Kate doing NXT. Friday this week, I'm going to somehow watch both Collision and SmackDown. Got my TV up here that I mounted the other day. Got my monitor here. I want to watch SmackDown on the little one, Collision over here on the big one. And then after that is over, tune in to watch me do a watch along of Rampage while simultaneously reviewing both SmackDown and Collision. I don't know how it's going to work, but we're going to make it work.
Guys, thank you.
And also the full gear post show on Fightful Select. We're going to do that as well. So like all kinds of sour grapitude this week.
We got preview shows here on Fightful Select this weekend, Q&As, all that good stuff. Stephanie Chase will be here live with the prediction show Friday. Until next time, guys, we're out.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.